You've used your skills to download the Triple M Rush Hour Catch-Up podcast. Turn your skills into a nationally recognised qualification. Check out skillscertified.com.au.
And here we go. Buckle
up.
Here we go.
Because the run home just got a little bumpier. Rush, rush.
You cannot be serious.
I've got to see you every friggin' week.
There's got to be an investigation to this.
This is the Triple M Rush Hour with MG.
Today's obviously announcement that 2019 will be my last season. There's a lot of people I have to thank. It's been one hell of a ride, one that I never thought was possible growing up as a young kid 20 minutes south of Brisbane. Firstly, I'd just like to thank the entire rugby league community. Coaches, supporters, sponsors, fans, referees. The game doesn't exist without the NRL community, and therefore I don't exist.
Humble as always, MG. That was the announcement today that 2019 will be Cooper Cronk's final season in rugby league.
Yeah, and just to add to that humility, in that press conference, he was asked about Cameron Smith, and he said, look, thanks just doesn't cut it when it comes to Cameron Smith and the influence he had on my career. I used to get the ball passed to me from one immortal and pass it to another future immortal, Billy Slater. So he's what a great career.
Well, we're going to answer the question, should he be an immortal, very shortly. And because it's Monday, MG, we need to push the panic button.
Yep, sorry, Dragons fans.
Dragons fans.
Well, they're not going to like me pushing the button with their team.
Especially with the way your Panthers are going. Find out why...
I'm sick of pushing it on them.
Hey, Dragons fans, find out why MG is pressing the panic button on your mob in about 15 minutes' time. And after 6:30, an NRL journo has fallen into the classic trap of writing a text message about somebody and then sending that text message to that person.
Oh.
Which, MG, I believe you've got some experience in as well.
Yeah, I have. I sent one to a noted politician once.
Look at us, the Rush Hour with MG covering election news as well. We're going to get MG's story about missent text messages just after 6:30. But up next, Cooper Cronk, Premiership winner, Dally M winner, Golden Boot winner. But is he an immortal? Up next, MG will tell you why he's not. It's the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7pm weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
This is the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M, brought to you by Skills Certified. Tradies, listen up. You can turn your skills into a nationally recognised qualification if you just take the free skills check at skillscertified.com.au, MG.
Yeah, they simplify the process.
Absolutely.
Great folk there.
They do. Let's do this.
Trending now.
The way I go about my work ethic is not a selfish approach.
As a coach, I applaud what Cooper Cronk did.
For me, it's about taking people along the ride.
Close to the right, the Cronk. Turns it back inside of Tedesco. Beats one, beats another. Inside ball. Cooper Cronk.
Back for Cooper Cronk from 30 out. He puts a kick downfield. This might be a 40-20. Oh, what a wonderful 40-20.
The whole idea is about competing. For me, sometimes it's about how you go about it, not what the end result is.
Cooper Cronk! What cannot he do?
Well, he's brilliant, Cooper Cronk.
Then he gives it to Cronk. Cronk, they hang off him. Cronk is there!
Picked up by Cooper Cronk, and he goes over.
Smith to Cronk, takes them on, and scores!
What can we get Cooper out with? Maybe a bad case of gout?
Close to the open side to Cronk. He's going to go for it and score!
Last tackle, and Cooper's gone for a long run.
Now comes Cronk for 35 from centre field. Not a bad strike. It's straight. It's over. Short pass. It's clipped. Good night. Try Melbourne. That is a bit of Cooper Cronk magic.
He's a magic man.
Cooper Cronk announcing that this will be his final season in rugby league, and what a career it's been, MG.
Perhaps the most driven footballer we've ever seen, a player who practiced, and then practiced again and until he reached the levels he did. And I suppose the three words that I think of straight away when I think of Cooper Cronk are determined, focused, and professional.
Well, look, we've got the rest of 2019 to celebrate and reflect on Cooper Cronk's career and achievement. But the question that's emerged today off the back of this announcement is, will he become an immortal?
At the moment, probably not. But time is usually good to the careers like Cooper Cronk's, and we think about him. And I know Darren Lockyer, as we did that with him, and we're thinking now that you look back on his career and go, wow, how isn't he not an immortal? So, but Cooper Cronk, he just got as much out of his body as any human possibly could.
This is what Roosters coach Trent Robertson had to say on the conversation.
He's played in 8 grand finals for 5 wins. He's played the second most rugby league games in the history. 5-time Dally M Halfback of the Year. two-time Dally M Player of the Year in 13 and 16, Clive Churchill medalist in 2012, and he's the greatest team player that I've ever seen.
He's basically read his CV there, and it is a very... When you put it down on paper like that...
He's immortal.
It ticks a lot of boxes.
It's very, very hard to argue. And for someone like Trent Robinson to say that he's the greatest team player he's ever seen, I think it sums him up perfectly.
We put a poll up on our Instagram and Twitter, at Rush Hour Triple M. Will Cooper Cronk one day be named as an immortal? Currently, 69% of people say no, MG. They're with you. They don't think he will get to that immortal level. You said he's a lock for the Hall of Fame, and I don't think there'll be any arguments there.
You know who he reminds me of? He reminds me of the backs version of a Paul Gallen. A player that every team needs. A player that has given sensational service to any team he plays in. He's the ultimate competitor. The question with Cooper Cronk is always going to be, if it wasn't the Melbourne Storm, if it wasn't the Roosters, would he be as good today? And the answer is probably yes. But you look at something like Jonathan Thurston and Andrew Johns, what they did with North Queensland and Newcastle respectively.
It's unequivocal.
Exactly. I'm glad that Cooper Cronk's done this because it gets it out of the way and then gives the Roosters chance to do what no other team's done since 92 and 93, and that's go back-to-back.
And the fact that we're having the conversation highlights what an amazing career we've had, because the majority of NRL players will retire and no one will even mention the word immortal, but it just demonstrates Cooper Cronk's the levels he's achieved in his career. Very quickly, MG, I also think something in his favour on the immortal conversation is I think the greats in any sport need to have their moment. You could say that throughout his time at the Storm and even with Queensland, his name probably gets lost behind Smith and Slater and Thurston and these types, but last year's grand final was his moment. With a 15-centimetre fracture in his scapula, he went out there when he shouldn't have been on the ground and led the Roosters to a premiership.
You put forward a great argument, and I would not argue one bit with that. That solidified his toughness. Where no one else thought he would play, he did. And, yeah, that is something in his favour. I just, you know, there's five or six, you know, players that come straight to mind who might be ahead of Cooper, that's all.
All right. This is the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. We're going to move on from Cooper. We want to talk about the weekend of football just gone, 133.53. We want to know what you learnt from the weekend. And, MG, you know, just to reward those people that join in and listen with our show, we got some tickets to go along and see the Eels and the Panthers.
Oh, Thursday night.
Stadium on Thursday night. I mean, Eels fans probably want to watch it. Don't know about Panthers fans.
You know what I learned? I learned that Manly are the dark horse of this competition.
Oh, 133.53. What did you learn from the weekend of footy?
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7 p.m. weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. We're going to hit the panic button next, Dragons fans. Make sure you stick around because MG...
Or maybe not.
Oh, you're gonna change now. Have you received threats from Dragons fans?
No, I haven't. I'm saying whether you want to listen to what I've got to say, Dragons fans, or not.
No, I think they should absolutely stick around and listen because they want to know what's going on. They want your opinion, MJ.
Well, you know what? I think for the last 3 weeks, it's been pushing the button on my beloved Panthers, so it's good to change clubs.
But don't worry. For you Panthers haters out there, we're going to break down what's going on with them as well shortly. MG, what did you learn from the weekend of footy?
What I learned was that Manly are the dark horses of this competition. No Turbo, no DCE. There's not a more informed front row than Fenua Blake and Tapau. I wonder if... Is Fenua Blake a New South Welshman? Gee, I love it. I love the way he plays. I love his bunk.
I'm sure we can find a way to fit him in.
I love the way he's just, you know, he's kind of like a throwback. He just, you know, he's not one of these guys who likes to conform. He just does it his way, and I love it.
Producer Charlie's yelling at me that he's Tongan, so okay. Ineligible.
Okay.
So, all right. But you learned that Manly are a dark horse.
Mate, and I don't think Mitchell Pearce can play any better than he's playing at the moment.
Well, I do believe I said last week on our extended podcast that Mitchell Pearce should be...
Well, that's four men in the conversation. That's four men of the matches in a row, Liam.
I tell you, if he doesn't get picked, he is the Matthew Wade of State of Origin. Runs on the board.
You love saying that.
I do. Melissa and Gregory Hill, what did you learn from the weekend of football?
I learned that Kalyn Ponga is a freak.
Mel, you are 100% correct. He is just. I think he'll be the leading point scorer this year. And ever since Nathan Brown has put him back to fullback, guess what? They've started to win.
We went all the way out to Mudgee on the weekend. So we had a 3.5 hour drive there and a 3.5 hour drive back. But it was worth every minute. And just there's just nothing he can't do. And he's just confident. And I reckon it should have been a third try for him. I don't agree in that disallowing. But, he's just amazing. And he's just such a good kid too.
That's a really good yardstick, MG, and Melissa just mentioned there. What player would you drive 3.5 hours each way to watch in the NRL? There's not many of them.
Kalyn Ponga.
George in Brighton Lessands, what did you learn from the weekend of footy?
Oh, mate, I learned that I think Ivan Cleary and the boys out of Penrith need to be a little bit patient with him, mate. And I think Ivan's probably the best coach out there, and I think they just need to be a little bit more patient with him.
That's the first I've heard a comment other than really sticking it into the Panthers. And look, they deserve it at the moment. They're a team that at the start of the year everyone thought was going to be in the top four by now. They're coming last. So they deserve what they cop, and they're all big men. They'll take it on the chin. But well done, George, for a bit of
positivity.
A bit of positivity.
MG, if that had been about any other club bar yours, you would have laughed at George then.
No.
You absolutely
I think George wants some tickets.
That's not how you get them, George. Matt and Claremont Meadows, what did you learn from the weekend of footy?
Yeah, I learned that I think that the return of Matt Moylan for the Sharks can't come quick enough. I think Dugan at the back, he's had a couple of really poor games. And it also puts him back to the centres. And as good as Bronson Sherry is going to be in the future, I think he's just not quite ready for first grade yet.
Yeah, I think they've plateaued, Matty, and obviously they have after the last weekend's performance, but all those young guys have kind of hit the precipice of where they can go to. They need reinforcements. Moylan, Johnson, Wade Graham, and Aaron Woods, they need him back, and they need him back quickly.
Grace in Sanssouci, what did you learn from the weekend of footy?
Hey, guys, I learned the Knights are on fire. They're a real premiership threat, and I'm looking forward to the matchup against Cronk this weekend.
Oh, Grace. Who's your favourite player, Gracie?
Right now, Kalyn Ponga.
Okay, and are you a Queensland supporter or New South Wales supporter?
New South Wales, so yep. It's hard for me to say that.
All right, MG, we got a double to give away to go and see the Eels take on the Panthers this Thursday night at Bankwest Stadium. You've got Melissa in Gregory Hill, you've got Matt in Claremont Meadows, Grace in Sanssouci. I'm ruling out George from Brighton Lessands because he was just sucking up to you. We're not giving out tickets for people who call up MG. We want opinions.
I think George made a great opinion, but I think Melissa, who drove a 7-hour round trip, deserves the tickets.
Melissa, congratulations. We got a double for you to head out and see the Eels take on the Panthers this Thursday night at Bankwest Stadium.
Thanks very much.
You're welcome. Thank you for listening. This is The Rush Hour with MG. Tickets for that game, by the way, are available at nrl.com/tickets. MG, up next, we got to push the panic button.
Push the button. Oh, yes. Let's get it ready.
What was that song?
Something from Sugar Babes back in the 90s.
Oh, no.
Yeah. You love it.
It's The Rush Hour with MG. Sydney's right at 4.9 Triple M. Less Sugar Babes, more panic button up next.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7 p.m. weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's The Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M.
Ladies and gentlemen, panic!
Panic.
MG, it is time to press the panic button. I just want to share this with you. This Pat Tobin tweeted to us, at Rush Hour Triple M on Twitter. He said, hey, Mark Geyer, surely it's time for your Dragons, or for the Dragons, to be hitting your panic button on the Rush Hour. Four straight losses, leaked over 100 points in 3 weeks, fans furious with the coach who the club just re-signed way too early, the team looking tired already.
The listeners speak, I answer, and I couldn't agree more. Yeah, look, that on the weekend, that was concerning for all Dragons fans. The fourth straight loss in a row, it was 38-0 at one stage, Knights were winning. The Dragons only scored their two tries when Kurt Mann from ex-Dragon, now with Knights, was in the sin bin. There's some woes at the moment, Liam.
Yeah, you're spot on, MJ. And what's probably most obviously concerning for the Dragons supporters is that they're just on a free fall down the ladder. They sit 12th now after the weekend of footy with only the Cowboys, Bulldogs, Titans and Panthers beneath them.
It's almost putting the line through the Dragons. You give them another week or two, and if they keep performing this way, it's no doubt you've got to put a line through them. I mean, look, they've got obviously somewhat of a reason with the Jack DeBellin case being a constant distraction. I've got no doubt that very similar to Penrith's off-season woes that I think have plagued them all throughout this current season. They just don't seem to be able to let go. I think the Dragons, likewise with Jack DeBellin's case, you know, last week being in front of the federal court, will he, won't he? Are they picking him? Is he training? It's when you start forward, you don't know what's going to happen with him. It's going to have an effect on the playing group. And the fact that their defence, it's all about attitude when you defend. Theirs is the third worst in the competition. That's, for mine, is the most concerning thing if I was Mary McGregor.
And the absence of Corey Norman has
big time
significantly hurt this side as well. There are, if you're looking for them, there are excuses there for this side. You mentioned the Jack DeBellin situation, but I think Corey Norman's a big out for this team.
Well, let's not forget too, but this side has won two games in Golden Point. So they could be, it could be a lot worse for the Dragons.
Just getting back to Pat's point there on the tweet he sent through, did they sign Mary McGregor too early?
No, I don't think so. Look, I think he's the right bloke for the job. In the day and age when we flick coaches so readily, sometimes it's up to the players to pull their fingers out and say, you know what, let's have a good look at ourselves in the mirror. A few sides down the bottom of the ladder are guilty of that, and Dragons are one of them. The Panthers and the Titans are the other two. That basically you can't just keep saying it's the coach's fault all the time. You got to have look in the mirror and say, okay, well, when are we going to start blaming? I'm worried as well as about the form of New South Wales back rowers Frizzell and Sims as well.
Oh, well, you get your True Blues, your final True Blues before the official announcement next week will be on tomorrow's show. I imagine that Mary McGregor is just itching for the bye, which the Dragons get in round 12. But this week, it doesn't get any easier because they come up against a Sharks outfit. They're playing at Wind Stadium. It's the Battle of the Beaches. It's the derby of sorts. But this Sharks outfit, coming off a loss to the Seagulls, but they're the team that you've declared could upset that top three of Roosters, Storm and Rabbitohs.
Oh, look, even after yesterday's performance, throw Manly into that mix. They're unbelievably on fire this year. But, yeah, you're right. Sometimes when you're in this type of rut, as the Dragons are, you want to keep playing. You're not really looking forward to the bye because it'll stop all type of way of getting your mojo back. They've got to sort it out. They've got to sort it out quick because before you know it, not only were there chances of making the top four in this competition be gone, top eight's going to be out of reach within a couple of weeks if they don't pull their fingers out.
All right, there you go, Dragons fans. The panic button is officially pressed for your side, but up next, MG.
Do we have to?
Well, absolutely we do, because not only are the Panthers not going well on the field performance-wise, but on the weekend, Paul Kent reported on Sunday NRL that there are issues off the field.
Ooh, wow.
There's dissension within the ranks. We're going to get to that next. This is the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7 p.m. weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
Big problems for the Panthers. This is the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. MG, Friday night might seem like a lifetime ago from a sporting sense, but for Penrith supporters, that 30-10 loss to the Warriors at home in front of 10,000 loyal fans would still be stinging. This is how Ryan Girdler, Panthers legend, called it during the game on Triple M's coverage.
Attitude's just not something you can switch on when you turn up to the game. Attitude's something that's built in the off-season. It's built on a weekly basis with your intensity of training. It's built by doing extras with your teammates and getting together and saying, you know, they're not coming through here this week. That's what attitude is. And I know a lot of people are saying at the moment, oh, Penrith need to change your attitude. Well, to me, it doesn't look like they've done the work in the off-season. That's where you get your hard edge from. And that's where you get your attitude from. And Penrith certainly don't have it this year.
Yeah, look, Gerds talks, he's an ex-Penrith great, as you mentioned in the intro, and you've got to listen. But, I agree and disagree to a certain degree. My brother-in-law is Brandy. I ask him about the same thing about, you know, sometimes they don't look fit. How was their off-season? He goes, MG, they train their asses off. They absolutely train their asses off, and they... I just think it comes down to other stuff. Like, I can't think of a team in recent memory who've had a more disrupted 6 months in their football seasons than Penrith have in the last 6 months. Since Griffin was sacked, that was basically the domino effect, I think, that's happened to this very day. We've seen so much happen. We saw the sex tape dramas in the off season. We've seen Phil Gould leaving. We've seen now other stuff starting to happen. That's kind of it always seems to happen when you're losing games. And the only way you're going to get rid of all the naysay and the hearsay is winning games. But to miss 44 tackles again on the weekend, I've got to agree with Gerds. It's a bad attitude. You can't just flick the switch. You've got to have it.
You talk about that extra stuff happening behind the scenes. You detailed that off-season trouble they had very well. But this is Paul Kent on Sunday NRL speaking about the off-field issues at the club.
There's issues there that haven't come out at the moment. I hear that there's factions.
Amongst the roster, amongst the playing group.
I think there's also a breakdown in the relationship since school went between Seraldo and Cleary.
That's really concerning.
Well, that's the first I've heard. And again, when you're losing games, it manifests that this way, doesn't it? And I've got no doubt that there's some players of the Panthers ranks that aren't Ivan fans. I've got no doubt that some of them were Griffin fans. But the fact is, you've got a job to do. And it doesn't matter who your boss is. If our boss here at Triple M got sacked tomorrow and someone else come in, guess what? We've still got to turn up to work and do our job. It doesn't matter if you're working on the street gang, whether you're working in radio or you're a footballer or you're picking up garbage. It's time for excuses are over. I don't care what coaches are arguing. In fact, I think most coaches in all clubs have disagreements. I don't care what players aren't fans of Ivan. Pull your fingers out and start winning games. Then you can have the right to say whatever you want. But until then, you just got to shut up and play footy.
Cameron Serrato, for those that don't remember, is the man that took over once Anthony Griffin was fired towards the end of last year, ended up coaching Penrith in the finals. And this is also the man that Nathan Cleary publicly declared as the coach who could take him to the next level from a skills perspective. He threw his support behind Cam Serrato. The fact that the dynamic now exists of Cam Serrato being this young coach that the whole playing group was behind, now, if you believe Kenty, is at loggerheads with the senior coach, Ivan Cleary, who also happens to be Nathan Cleary's dad.
No.
It just strikes me this is a toxic environment.
Well, obviously it is, because we're last by, a good stretch, 25 points differential below the Gold Coasters, So after 10 rounds, if you would have predicted that, I would have said, pull over and get breath tested because but that's a cold hard facts. And yeah, look, there's no doubt, Liam, that they're not playing like a team together. That first 10 minutes, first 20 minutes against New Zealand Warriors at home, basically especially when you got your halves basically playing for their origin spots last Friday night. I think they've forfeited them because they can thank their forwards for that. I'm not blaming the halves when you lose games, because I was a pig. I know when I didn't perform and my fellow pigs didn't perform, our backs couldn't do anything.
Mm. Quickly, before we go, just a couple of questions without notice on Penrith's future.
Yes.
Will James Maloney still be playing at the club by the end of the year?
I think so. I think he'll be there, but I don't think next year, but no.
Is James Tarmow the right man to captain this club?
Put it this way. I think a captain's got to be on the field for longer than 48 minutes.
It's the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Up next is an interesting story about an NRL journalist who's been stood down by his employer for a missent text message.
Oh, who hasn't done that?
Well, that's what I'd like to know, MJ. I believe you've accidentally sent a text message to the wrong person. We're going to get that story next. A very prominent politician received a text message from you, MJ, that it was not intended for. Find out who MJ sent it to next. The Rush Hour with MJ, Cities 104.9 Triple M.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7 p.m. weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
The wide world of sport is now right under your nose. Get all the goss and the latest news here. Triple M's Rush Hour with MG.
And Liam Flanagan here as well. And MG, we are brought to you by Skills Certified this week. So tradies, pay attention. But also, tradies, we need you to pay attention to this, because August 29th every year is free Trade Day, right?
How good.
It brings together tradespeople from across Australia to help people struggling, basically. The elderly alone in their homes with limited financial resources, neighbours struggling to complete essential maintenance repairs to their homes. This is what Free Trade Day is all about. And what we need you to do, if you're a licensed insured tradie and you want to be a part of Free Trade Day, we need you to head to triplem.com.au, because giving up one day for many tradies doesn't seem like much, but for the people whose lives you can change, it is absolutely everything. So sign up to be a part of Free Trade Day at triplem.com.au and help out those that need it, MG.
Yeah, hear, hear. Well said, buddy.
All right, we need to talk about this story. Now, we've all everybody out there is guilty of having sent a text message to someone they didn't mean to.
Mm.
But you got a feel for Joel Gould, who is a Brisbane-based journalist for NRL.com, who was stood down. And don't panic, because apparently he's returning to work tomorrow.
Yes.
But he was stood down because, essentially, he sent a text message about Anthony Seibold to Anthony Seibold, not meaning to send it to Anthony Seibold.
Can you imagine Joel's mind going racing as soon as he's pressed send, going, how do I stop it? How do I stop it?
How we have not invented a recall message, a recall button.
Well, it happened to me once.
Mm.
Well, it's happened to me a few times, actually, but once was pretty bad. You know how, like, in you're in group chat with your mates and you send stuff to each other and then you go, oh, I might send it to the other mate who might think this is funny as well.
Mm.
Well, it was whilst on the breakfast show here at Triple M a few years back, and before that I'd gotten Barnaby Joyce on for a chat.
Yeah.
You know, because when he was with the Nationals, when he was flying, I didn't mind, what he was doing. He's changed a bit of late. But anyway, so I've got this message, and my mate Bass, BASS, from Save Our Sons.
Right.
His name is in the first name in BA.
Yeah.
Right under him is Barnaby Joyce.
Right.
So I've sent this message, thinking it went to Bass. About 5 minutes later, I got this message back saying, hi, MG, I don't think that was for me. from Barnaby Joyce.
Now, without going into detail, can you describe roughly the context of the message?
I'll let you know in one word, in a colour. It was blue. And also, I sent it to a politician.
Well,
Then Barnaby said, can you send me more? No, he didn't.
No, he didn't.
But I feel Joel's pain because I straight away when I thought, no way, how did I send that to him?
Look, I'm glad to hear he's returning to work tomorrow, because the truth is, for Joel now, he's got to work on rebuilding the relationship with Anthony Seibold and the Brisbane Broncos. That's the real hard part.
I would say that Anthony Seibold probably had a say in his reinstatement.
Oh, you reckon?
I think so. I think so.
That's good to hear. This is The Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Up next... Say what?
Say what?
I got some audio to share with you, MG.
Can't wait, mate. Save me name properly next time.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7 p.m. weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
This is the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. We are almost done for you Monday. Tomorrow on the show, MG, your final New South Wales side.
Yes, we've been tinkering with it for the last month or so, but tomorrow I'll let you know what my team is, and we'll give you a chance to ring up and give us some of your selections as well.
Absolutely. And we've also got a very special announcement tomorrow regarding the New South Wales team, make sure you're listening tomorrow from 6 o'clock for that special announcement. But before we go tonight...
Say what?
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 Say what? Say what?
MG, the way this works, I'm going to play you a snippet of audio. You need to tell me who it is and what they're on about.
I like it.
First up, let's start here.
Test pattern.
That's not a bad guess. No, it's from a sporting event over the weekend. A very important one for Sydney fans.
Was that it?
Yeah, that's all I'm giving you.
No, give me a bit more. Oh, that's got to be Sydney FC.
Ah, well done.
It is Sydney FC who are the champions of Australia for a record-equaling fourth time.
Sydney FC getting it done against Perth Glory in enemy territory as well, MJ.
Yeah, Popper. It's his fourth time to the big dance and no cigar. So well done to Broski, who finished his last game for the Sydney FC, and well done to Steve Corica in his initial season as a coach.
Absolutely outstanding. It wasn't as great a night for Brenton Sandilab, who used to play for the Wanderers, but poor old Brenton, went for the Panenka penalty. For those that aren't aware, that's where you essentially chip it straight, hoping the keeper will dive one way or the other. The problem was for Brenton that the keeper didn't move.
He goes, what the?
All right, MG, next one. What is this and what are they on about?
Oh, big right hand!
Big right hand. That would be Deontay Wilder.
Deontay Wilder, absolutely destroying... Good. Dominic Brazil in the first round. Here's the full audio of the moment.
He has gotten to this point. Oh, big right hand! Down goes Brazil on a lethal right hand!
Yeah, I'm glad his pre-fight prophecy didn't come to fruition. But that right thud you could hear through the speakers, my goodness.
For those that missed his pre-fight prediction last week.
This is the only sport where you can kill a man and get paid for it at the same time. It's legal. So why not use my right to do so?
Yeah, and he used his right, all right, to knock a bloke out in the first round.
It was prophetic. All right, last one. And look, I'm not sure if I really want to do this one, but we actually received a tweet from Sean on Twitter, who tweeted in and said, excited to hear how Liam is going to defend this time around. And I've omitted the name of the person, MG. What's this?
Before we go any further, I'm giving you one more chance.
Oh, no.
I'm giving you one more last chance to jump off the Kyrgios bandwagon. This is him at his best or his worst, whatever you want to, whichever way you want to look at it.
Here's the full audio from Nick Kyrgios at the Rome Masters.
Code violation of sportsmanlike conduct. Game penalty, Mr. Kyrgios.
No!
Come on, Nick!
Referee to court.
Now, those who are keen listeners of the Rush Hour, you had heard last week we spoke about Mr. Kyrgios, about him bagging the hell out of Nadal and Djokovic on a podcast. Then he comes out the next a day or two later and delivers that crap. Liam, as his number one fan, I implore you, get off the bandwagon, son. Get off it.
I can't.
What?
I can't. MJ. You never sell at the lowest point.
No, mate.
And this is Nick Kyrgios's lowest
point. How many chances are you going to give him?
Why would I sell now when eventually these stocks...
You know what I say now? Cut your losses, they call it.
No, these stocks are going to bounce back. I've got nothing but faith that these stocks will eventually regain their value. And I am holding on to my Nick Kyrgios shares. I'm standing firm on the Nick Kyrgios corner. God help me, I hope he wins something soon.
There's only two people in the world who have faith, you and George Michael.
We got to go.
Well, I'm not even going to mention your name. Mom, MJ, good. See you later. Stay random.
Been omitted from the farewell.
Stay random, Kyrgios.
You've used your skills to download the Triple M Rush Hour Catch-Up podcast. Turn your skills into a nationally recognised qualification. Check out skillscertified.com.au.